Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are currently doing a little study in the doctrine of the providence of God, based upon what we are reading in our text in our study of the book of Philemon. And what is providence? Providence is what God does in the circumstances of life in order to accomplish His divine purposes. And God's providence is difficult to read, but there are some aspects of it that we can read, and that's what we're trying to sort out in this study. We're trying to sort out how Paul interpreted the workings of God in providence. We're trying to understand how we can read correctly the workings of God in providence. And so what we can know about God's work, about providence, is whatever the Bible plainly declares will occur, because we know that's God's will and He will bring it to pass. Things like the second coming of Christ, we can know that. And we can know that whatever has already occurred is the will of God and is the evidence of His providence that has already occurred. Whatever has happened, happened because God willed it to happen. That's what Paul gets into here in our text in Philemon, verse 15. When he tells us, "For perhaps he, that is Onesimus, departed for a while, for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother." And he goes on from there. So he's dealing with the circumstances of Onesimus's escape to Rome and his conversion to Christ while in Rome, and he is now interpreting this as a revelation of God's will and purpose in it all. Onesimus ran away sinfully, but he ran away successfully because God willed it. He ran away to Rome for wrong motives, no doubt. But all of that in the providence of God was to bring him into contact with Paul, who was under house arrest in Rome, and he heard the gospel and by the working of God's Spirit was converted. And so, like Joseph of old, whose brothers meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, so Onesimus ran away because of sinful motives, but God allowed it. He made a successful escape and made it successfully to Rome in order to bring him into contact with the gospel and to make him a Christian. So we can read the providence of God and what has happened here. These are things that we can know. But we also need to consider the things we cannot know. And that's what we will take up as we continue studying this passage on Friday, November 17. Glad you have joined us. Thankful for those who have supported us to make it possible. Well, what we cannot know when it comes to providence? Well, we cannot know what has not yet occurred unless, as we've already seen, it has been clearly promised in the Bible. But only God knows the future. We cannot know what will occur in the future. Satan doesn't even know the future. Sometimes people drive themselves crazy. They've just got to know what's going to happen, what's in the future. That's an unwholesome desire. That's an unholy desire. This motive that drives people sometimes to fortune tellers and people who claim to be able to foretell the future are just setting themselves up for deception because nobody knows the future but God. I tell you, nobody knows the future but God. People can guess and sometimes make reasonable guesses, but they're only guesses. You can do that as well as they can. You don't have, they don't have any greater power to do that successfully than you do. They only make you think so, to bring you under their domain and hopefully to get some money out of you. It's a way of making merchandise out of you. Don't be fooled by that. The things that have not yet occurred, we cannot know unless God gives them to us in His Word, which is another way of saying whatever the Bible has not revealed in the future, we cannot know. We cannot know what God is going to do unless He has told us in His Word. He's told us that Jesus is coming again, so we can know that. But we don't know much about the future because God has not revealed much of it to us. Now, some would say, oh, well, there are some exceptions to what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. We can't know what has not yet occurred, but we can know if God does reveal it to me personally, as He did to the prophets of old. He told them about the future, and He can do that today. He did it then. He can do it today if He chooses to do it, and that's true. He can, but there's little evidence from the Bible to believe that He does, and a lot of reasons to believe that He does not. Because I have observed over the years that even Christians, not to mention the fortune tellers and so forth that I referred to a moment ago, but even some Christians who say that God has told them things about the future and given them understanding about the future, I've just noticed that they tend to miss an awful lot of their predictions, which misses are usually ignored. In the Old Testament, somebody who claimed to be a prophet and made a prediction that didn't come to pass was proving that he was a false prophet and was to be stoned to death, Deuteronomy 18:22. Just think with me for a moment. Just think. If God speaks to people directly today, shouldn't whatever He says be Scripture? You're referring to the fact that God revealed future events to the prophets of old. He did. And they wrote it down, and it's in the Bible. That's how we know He did. Otherwise, we wouldn't even know that, would we? That's Scripture. What God told the prophets would come to pass in the future is Scripture. It's Bible. If, in fact, God is doing the same thing today, then why are not the words that the information that God gives to people who have that same prophetic insight today, why is that not considered to be Scripture? And if the answer to that, which if people are honest about it, they would have to say, well, we can't consider it Scripture because it's not always reliable. And that's right. Bingo. If it is not reliable enough to be considered Scripture, then how can you claim it is from God? God never makes a mistake. God never errs in His predictions. God knows the future perfectly, not partially, perfectly. He's never going to get it wrong. So if people who claim that God is speaking to them are getting some things wrong, then that can't be God, because God doesn't get anything wrong. And we see how Paul handled that in our scripture in Philemon verse 15 by that word perhaps. He says, for perhaps he, that is Onesimus, departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever. Why the perhaps? Well, there are some aspects of this that have not yet been fully revealed because they haven't occurred yet. And even the Apostle Paul, listen to me, even the Apostle Paul does not presume to know what God has not yet revealed. You say, well, Paul was a prophet. God revealed things to him. Yes, at times he did, but it's clear that in this case he did not. What Paul didn't know was how Philemon was going to receive Onesimus. And he wouldn't know until it happened, until Philemon's reception of Onesimus took place, and the way, the manner, that he was glad to forgive him and to receive him and to do the things that Paul is asking him to do actually occurred. And then Paul would know, like everybody else, what God intended to do in that. But until that time comes, he says, perhaps. The things that he knows for sure are the things that have already happened, but the things that he's speculating about are yet unknown. So be careful, dear Christian friend, with those impressions and feelings and presumptions and pronouncements that you have. Be careful in your language. God told me this. God revealed this to me. Be careful, be careful, be careful. You are treading in dangerous territory. You are misrepresenting the biblical truth about the providence of God. Here's what Alexander McLaren said. He said, "Let us not be in a hurry to think we have the key to the cabinet where God keeps his purposes, but comfort ourselves with perhaps when we are interpreting the often questionable ways of his providence." I think I should read that again. Alexander McLaren, commenting on the text that we're looking at now and zeroing in on that word perhaps, where Paul says, for perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose. He says, "Let us not be in a hurry to think we have the key to the cabinet where God keeps his purposes, but comfort ourselves with perhaps when we are interpreting the often questionable ways of his providence." That is sound advice. That is a biblical exhortation. Please hear it and heed it. It's very important that you do so. We can dishonor God. We do dishonor God when we claim that he has spoken to us in ways that he has not, when we claim that he has led us in ways that he has not. It's a tricky matter, I know, but that's the whole point. We're talking about reading providence aright, understanding what God is doing in circumstances. I know people who think they can read the circumstances of God. Well, God, if God had wanted me to do such and such, then this wouldn't have happened or that wouldn't have happened. But because something happened that was discouraging, I know that God didn't want me to do that. Not necessarily. How do you know you're reading that providence aright? How do you know that the discouragement wasn't God's testing you to see if you would overcome the discouragement by faith and continue forward to accomplish that thing in spite of the discouragement? Does God tell us that everything that he wants us to do is going to be done easily, that every path he wants us to take is going to be a smooth path without any obstacles or difficulties? I don't read that in my Bible. Where did you read that in yours? We get all out of sound doctrine and good Christianity, good practice of Christianity, when we misinterpret the providences of God. We need to know what we can know, and we need to know what we cannot know. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.